we don't know how to sequence and what the best sequence is. Eribulin was studied in a heavily pretreated setting, which is where she received it. I don't think I would have combined capecitabine with eribulin because of the toxicity profile of the two together. It hasn't really been well studied. Eribulin for triple negative breast cancer has good data associated with it. In comparison to treatment of physician's choice, it had overall survival benefit, and subgroup analyses suggest that it may be good in triple negative breast cancer.
How do you sequence capecitabine and eribulin?
In triple negative, I'll usually use eribulin first. However, patients will generally lose their hair. If it's really important to a patient, I mean, keeping in mind we can't cure these patients, so quality of life is important. If she really wanted to keep her hair, then I would do capecitabine instead, because we don't know that survival has changed by reversing the order.
So George, again, same question. Would you try to, again, understanding the issue about reimbursement, but at least theoretically, would you do BRCA testing on a patient like that? Would you use olaparib if you could, if she were germline positive? What about the issue of sequencing chemotherapy?
Well, so if I could get germline testing paid for, yes, I would. If olaparib were available, yes, I would. Those are two ifs, of course. By and large, I give sequential single agent therapy. We have clear evidence from randomized trials that you don't improve survival by giving combinations. You certainly do increase toxicity with combinations. So with the exception of the very rare case of what we discussed before, a visceral crisis where I feel like I need to do something right away, I'm going to virtually always use sequential single agent.
What about the issue of metastatic triple negative and sequencing of capecitabine and eribulin? Sarah uses eribulin first. Is that what you do?
Well, I think this is where you let doctors be doctors. I mean, I have patients come in who maybe had a diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and then I gave them an adjuvant taxane, and they can't feel the ground beneath their feet. That might be a patient where I might use capecitabine first. Mm-hmm. In most patients who have triple negative breast cancer, I'm probably going to use eribulin first because we have a randomized controlled trial that shows an overall survival advantage for its use.